Welcome to the AAT's podcast on the construction industry scheme, an update because of the changes that are currently taking place. The new scheme kicked off on the 6th of April 2007. Let's have a little look at the HMRC aims for the new scheme: reducing the administration costs, improving compliance, helping contractors to get the status of their workers right. I will also have a look at avoiding the new penalties, retaining gross payment status, some common failures, and we'll finish off with a checklist. So, the new scheme, 8 months on. Revenue view on the first 6 months was that the introduction of the scheme has gone well, that most contractors have adapted fairly easily to the new scheme, that the call centres, 0845 366 7899, has worked largely within capacity, and that few callers are not dealt with straight away. Revenue says that some contractors have experienced odd problems. I find that odd in itself. My experience is that some contractors have experienced quite a lot of problems. Some temporary problems with online services, verifications and returns, but Revenue says these have been rectified. We'll have a look at them in a bit more closer detail. Very importantly, the October changes, the new penalties from the 19th of October 2007. Listen to this, 86,401 penalty notices were issued by HMRC last month. That included the sympathetic approach to the postal strike. And from there, scheduled reviews of 107,000 gross paid subcontractors, where the revenue say they will disregard submission errors in the first 3 months. Again, we'll look at all of that. So let's look at the revenue's attempts to reduce administration costs. HMRC said, do it online. But apparently, only 30% of you have listened. Revenue said the paper chase would be reduced. Pre-populated monthly returns. But there's been problems with continuation sheets, and people can't use photocopied returns. Administration costs reduced because no cards, vouchers, or having to travel to present the credentials. All of this is gone. Again, we'll look at that in a bit closer in a moment. The new payment procedures. To cut admin cost, new construction scheme brought a new payment procedure. Subcontractors being verified before payment. Verified to decide how to pay the subcontractor. Gross payment, no deduction, or payment and a deduction, with now two rates, the standard rate, 20%, if the subcontractor is registered. The higher 30% rate if the subcontractor is not registered or there's no match. Verify when the contract or work is agreed. Obtain the subcontractor details as soon as possible. Make sure you've got the correct name, because there could be a trading name, the unique tax reference number, the company registration number if it's a company, or the national insurance number if it's an individual. But very importantly, verify before making that payment. Subcontractor verification. It's very important. The monthly return declaration states that every subcontractor included on this return and any continuation sheets has either been verified with HMRC or has been included in previous CIS returns in this or the two previous tax years. Subcontractor verification is not optional, except there is no need to verify subcontractors paid in the current year and included on the monthly return, or paid in the two previous years from the 6th of April 2005. But there are penalties for not verifying subcontractors. So how do we verify subcontractors? Let's look at subcontractor verification. The contractor has to contact HMRC. This can be done by telephone, 0845 366 7899. Or it can be done online, by internet, using the revenue's website, by using a third-party software, or electronic data interchange. You can use the telephone helpline if there's online problems. HMRC then checks the subcontractor registration. HMRC then tells the contractor the rate of deduction to be applied. If HMRC confirms gross payment status or deduction at standard rate, you should print a copy of the online notice or make a telephone record of the call that you've been making to revenue. If HMRC advises a 30% deduction, stop a minute, go back to the subcontractor, check the details. No match may mean the wrong name or the wrong number. Note the verification number to enter on the monthly return and the subcontractor payment statement. That verification number is very important where it's payment under deduction. In terms of subcontractor payment, only pay verified subcontractors or subcontractors that you've used or paid since the 6th of April 2005. Payment basis as advised by HMRC, gross payment, standard deduction of 20%, or the higher rate of deduction of 30% after double-checking the unmatched subcontractors. Pre-new construction scheme payment basis would apply if you don't have to verify. In other words, gross payment if the subcontractor had a valid CIS 5 or CIS 6 certificate that was valid, of course, in April 2007. Standard deduction of 20% if the subcontractor in April 2007 had a CIS 4, permanent or temporary, again, that was valid at that date. If in doubt, verify to confirm the basis of payment. Certainly verify if the certificate or the registration card expired before April. Now, under news says one of the big issues is the change of payment status. Good news, no change of status before this month, before November 2007. Changes will be made from now on. HMRC will notify subcontractors first. Subcontractors will have 90 days notice. This means subcontractors will be given reasons for the change, where they've gone wrong. Subcontractors can appeal that decision. Contractors will then be notified after 55 days or after the appeal process has been completed where the subcontractor has appealed. Contractors must deduct after the 30-day period. Contractors may be liable for the deductions if they fail to deduct. But again, being helpful, contractors do not have to stop payment runs for processed invoices. Gross payment status. We need to be aware of the threat to gross payment status. The revenues fact sheet CIS 343 applying to be paid gross gives some guidance. Refers to the business test, carrying out construction work in the UK, or providing labour for such work, and having a business run through a bank account. The turnover test, net turnover of £30,000 per relevant person, per director, or per partner in a partnership. The alternative test of at least £200,000 net turnover. And then the big one, the compliance test, the main threat to gross payment status.